Proclamation number 0358 of 1st of April, 1938. Subordinating the will to the divine will. From the beginning of the world you experience the grace of the Lord. As soon as one of you submits to the will of the Lord instructs you in the history of creation, and now you are offered knowledge that can never be taken away from you. For it is the will of the Lord, that they may know who desires to know, and that they may know the truth, who sees his Father in God. A shallow faith never guarantees your grasp of divine wisdom, but the deeper you stand in faith, the deeper you will penetrate into the wonders of creation and the more intimately you will be connected in spirit with the eternal Father Spirit. For you come from him. You are begotten in the eternal light. You are yourselves as part of the light, a part of the eternal deity. If you endeavor to be children of God, your striving is a continued one and is eternally only for union with the Heavenly Father. The primordial light that was your original being will remain in you, and it is even present as the tiniest spark, because its nature will always remain the same. However, you must try to detach yourselves from what is a tribute to the world. Then you will be able to recognize the light. You will long to increase the luminosity of the light. You will only want to walk in the light, and it will be brighter and brighter around you until you approach the Father of all light, and thus the union with the Father Spirit can take place, which first lifts you up to perfect, God-like beings, which you were from the beginning and shall remain until all eternity. Thus the destiny of man is predestined, and the Lord has chosen thousands who followed his commandments on earth to bring enlightenment again as light beings to those who are still enveloped in spiritual darkness. In the earthly stage, countless such beings stand besides the earthly children, wanting to enlighten the spirit of so many people walking on earth. All of us who are around you take an active interest in the nature of the spirit of these many. Whoever does not bring himself into that state which enables him to draw continuously from God's source of grace, will hardly be able to attain the light of the spirit. For the power of God can only work where the precondition is fulfilled. The willing reception of the Divine Spirit in itself. Only that alone brings the earth being into the state where the grace of the Lord flows to it incessantly, because everything that arises in the will to reach God can also never perish or cease. So too must everyone who strives for it with the Lord be in constant possession of God's grace. An ever higher education of the human soul, so that it is receptive to the Divine Spirit. Behold, this is the whole explanation why he does what the Father in heaven wants. Subordinating his will to the divine will. He will never need to fear a wrong action, thought or word, because how could he want the same as the Lord himself and yet do something different? The Lord puts this power into the heart of everyone, and only man's firm will lets him also get into possession of this power, because this goes out from the Father and passes as if his own, into the will of man, so the earthly child only executes the will of the Lord. Consider this, whenever you give yourself to the Lord, that your inner strength increases and you must inevitably act according to God's will and therefore cannot go astray, if your heart turns to God, the Creator of heaven and earth. Amen.